I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Such a good song.
It was a great time.
Brings me back to watching the show, dressing up as Dorothy, you know, winning a costume contest.
It's nice.
Have you ever watched an episode?
I've seen when, I guess it's Blanche. Blanche was fast. That's what my grandma used to call fast. She used to, like, she was fast. She used to have a lot of dates. And I'd be like, dang, Blanche is kind of fast. She's promiscuous.
That's the word for it. She was a promiscuous elderly lady. Promiscuous. All right. Back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9490. For this hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season, Philly. So fly to Popeyes. Fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. Okay, so we're going to get to a couple morons here that we found out about at WIP. One here, one outside of WIP. But first, Mad Mike's having himself quite a day. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, Mike. What's up?
So I was going to pick either Golden Girls or Growing Pains, so you're beaten to the punch.
But, you did. That Growing Pains would have been a good guess, too.
Yeah. So anyway, Joel Embiid's a loser, and I called this years ago, and I said this to you directly, Joe, and it became a famous phone call. But he's a loser. I mean, he has no ambition, no drive, and his body's falling apart. And the Sixers had no business signing him to an extension. The writing was on the wall for years, and what they should have done was try to dupe a team into taking him and trading them a bunch of good stuff, and they didn't. And now they're saddled with a loser who's not going to be able to play more than 40 games a year.
And the worst part is they saw the same thing we did. His body's breaking down. And Mike, it makes you feel, at least makes me feel at least, that he's here because they want to get this arena, and it's not about winning a championship.
And you know who's a moron? And it's not Hugh Douglas, even though it's, I know that's what the overnight guy said. But
say what?
Yeah, you'll get to it, because I'm sure that's where you're going next. But, Spike Eskin's a moron. And Spike Eskin defending this was the right decision for the Sixers. They signing Joel Embiid and going, this was the only right course of action. Wrong, Spike! Wrong! This was not the right course of action.
I think we just got a drop for their show. Wrong, Spike. Wrong. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, why don't we get to it right now? I mean, Mike's kind of led us to it. So, Hugh, apparently you're a moron. Did you know that?
I mean, I've been called a moron before. I mean, but I didn't know. Not by John Johnson.
I think is this your first moron of the night?
It probably is.
I've been there.
I'm kind of torn. Because it's almost like it's like an honor.
It's a badge of honor, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, what did I do?
Well, so yesterday you were debating, really with yourself, if you should get a bed for your new place or just have a new place
ridiculous
no bed. It was totally ridiculous. I think John's probably on to something here. Here was John Johnson Overnight Show, and Hugh got the honor of moron of the night.
Oh, my God. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, was the voice of a moron. That would be a one Hugh Douglas. That cheap bastard. If I had his money, I'd throw mine away. Hugh, stop pinching the pennies, man. Buy a damn mattress. What the hell's wrong with you? The man still doesn't own a coat either. What? You don't want to buy a mattress. Now, I'll tell you what. Who was it? I can't remember who it was that said it was an investment. I don't know if it was Joe or Kyle, but they were spot on. Of course nobody wants to spend that type of money on something you wouldn't think you'd have to spend that kind of money on. But it is no doubt an investment. You get a good mattress and it lasts you more than a decade. Oh my God, there's nothing better. Imagine you, former NFL player, got a new spot, really nice place. You roll in, hey, I'm having a party at my place. You come into his house. Hey, let me give you the tour. You stop by his bedroom. He's got a queen-size air mattress pulled out. Hugh, what are you doing, man? Stop being cheap. That's moron behavior right there.
Hugh, your reaction is John Johnson, he let you have it on the overnight show last night.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for John. And when I was here the first time, we used to exchange text messages talking about movies, and he would show me about the new movies coming out, everything.
He's a big movie guy, superhero guy.
Yeah, I respect his opinion, but he's not the only one, man. D-Gun, shout out to D-Gun, listen to the show. D D-Hun called me every kind of name but a child of God. He doesn't cuss, but he wanted to. And everybody was saying the same thing. This is the problem. And you're right. I didn't know what a good mattress felt like until about 10 years ago when I actually bought one, because I always felt like a mattress was a mattress, whatever. Then I got a mattress and I was like, wow, this is a beautiful thing. It's not so much. It is the money. I'm not going to lie. It's the money.
Of course it is.
I come from when you were growing up, you know, we kind of live within our means, and it's not so much the money. It's the money leaving your bank account in such a huge amount in one fell swoop. That's what it is. And to his point, when I bought this mattress, because I got a mattress now, I broke down and I got a nice mattress. I got one that's very nice. When I went into the mattress store yesterday, that God bless the salesman, I forgot his name, but I sat there for about an hour going back and forth between which mattress that I wanted to get. And you all know, you could tell the difference between a good mattress and a bad mattress.
So were you debating between one that was a little bit less expensive?
A lot less expensive. We talking about $99.99 as opposed to what I actually paid.
Oh, so you didn't go with the higher end. You went with more of the middle ground?
Well, no, I went with the high end because of everything that was said. And you're talking about something that's going to last for a decade.
An investment.
But it's the fact that you're putting all that money out in one fell swoop. So much so that I said, well, can I finance it? I didn't want to write that check.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check. So I go back and forth for about an hour.
I'm sure people do that. I mean, people that might have to. That's
And nothing's wrong with that. Yeah, but I got to thinking, well, Hugh, why are you doing this when you can pay for it and allow somebody else who might be able, you know, that could use that? Why are you taking it away from? So I went through all that. But the bottom line is this, man. I got a mattress. It was a good purchase. I'm comfortable with the purchase, but it's just initially, I didn't want to spend the money. But that's what it was. But he's right. I was being a moron. I was definitely being a moron. But I got a bed. It's a nice bed, and it feels great. It's nothing like having a mattress, especially it's a pillow top.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those, I forgot what it was called, but it's black. That's what I really wanted, because it was like the top of the line black.
Oh, it's cool looking.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is nice. So it was cool. I got it. I broke down and I got it.
So if you're ever wondering where Hugh is the next few months, he's at his new home in his bed.
Yeah, I got no furniture now, though. I got to figure that out. Still got to figure that part out.
You could lay in the bed. At least you got something.
Yeah, I got a bed. I got a bed.
You're standing there.
Yeah. And it did help the fact that I got it in Delaware. No state tax.
Oh, that's half the battle right there.
Oh, that right there, though, man. That's a beautiful. That no state tax made that purchase a little bit easier.
I think you realized yesterday that when no one agreed with you, you must be wrong, right?
not all the time. No. Are you talking about my luxury take? Necessity?
Almost every take.
No.
I'm just saying. Like, you need a certain amount of people that
bad.
Might be on your side. Then you could have confidence.
But that one was
when
bad.
No one is,
no, but
you're
that
probably
was,
wrong.
That one was bad because people were chiming in that I didn't even talk to that much. Some of my man, come on, dog. Seriously, the bad thing. Ike has some choice words for me.
Yeah, he let you hear it when he walked in here.
That I can't share on the air, but he was like, come on, man.
I mean, John made a good point. I mean, you have a housewarming party, invite people over, you show them around. What's that? My air mattress.
Air mattress.
You're a grown-up. What are you doing?
I thought about it. Yeah, he definitely said that. You're a little too old to be rocking air mattresses. I thought about it, though. It was a back and forth. It was no question of back and forth.
When I was a senior in college, I just had a mattress on the floor. And that was totally,
but you were
totally fine.
College.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not a grown man.
That's my point.
At 53 years old, that's not a good look.
It's not acceptable.
It was acceptable at
the time for me.
It was a look that I was willing to go with, though.
Oh, well, we know.
That's why we're here. We're all here to help you out. Get you right back on the right path, because you were falling off it. All right, another moron that came across yesterday. Did you see this? So the Seven Line, Hugh, it's a fan group. They're Mets fans, okay, up in New York. They actually have a history here. Because there was a thing a few years ago where if you purchase a certain amount of tickets, you get to throw out a first pitch at a Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of snuck in and were able to throw the first pitch at a Phillies-Mets game. It was a big deal. People were upset. But so that's how we know them. Whoever runs their Twitter account put this out yesterday. You see this? This is a quote. Yes, the Mets didn't win at all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade. Anyone know if they already cleared out their lockers? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot at Citi. A parade for losing in the league championship series? That might be the softest thing I've ever heard. A parade for losing before the World Series. It's not even like they made the World Series. They got knocked out in six in the LCS. A parade? Could you imagine the reaction here if someone said, you know what, last year's Phillies, give them a parade. There's no sound.
A dog ain't gonna hunt.
No.
That was kind of crazy. And plus, has this team underachieved, that team up there? They've underachieved for the last couple of years, and to give them a parade after they beat us and then go get trounced the way that they did, no, that doesn't sound pretty bright.
It's soft. I mean, it's a really soft idea. Plus, it's not like they're the little engine that could. They're not the Rays. They have a $300 million payroll. A parade? I'm glad for their sake they didn't go through with it, because we would have made fun of that forever.
Yeah, and they would have been laughing stock. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Congratulations. Asking for a parade for losing in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was way worse than what I did. It was way worse.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is. It's way worse.
Well, but this is just one silly idea.
Though.
You're a grown-up with a house without a bed.
Yeah.
Well, no, you were. Sorry. Yeah. You have one now.
See, I course-corrected, though.
You did. That was a pretty fast course correction.
The bar is not some weenie Mets fan, though, Hugh.
No, I laid there though. I did lay there between the two for a while, debating.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.